Let's go with the message this morning in a little series called Kingdom Come. The series came about like a lot of them do. People ask me questions. I was at a dinner with the Patricks in our church and at their home. And they're in a Bible study with a lot of you guys. You have a Bible study with these different Bible study groups. And some questions came up about the kingdom. Is the kingdom now or is the kingdom coming? What is it? And I never really thought about it a whole lot after all the years I've been preaching. I don't know. And so I just started thinking about it and thought I'd want to do a series on it. I certainly believe that we need to live for the King now. Amen. Say. Not just heaven one day. We need to live for the King now. So I believe the kingdom is now. I believe the kingdom is now. I believe the kingdom's also in the future. And so God has a timetable. I don't know what His timetable is, but His plan for me is for me to live for Him today. That's the plan. If I get it tomorrow, I can live for Him tomorrow too. Amen? But He's my King today. So that's sort of the angle that I chose to study from. I thought I would just stay in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And, of course, that's where the Beatitudes are. And so we've had several messages now. We'll finish today, this message called Kingdom Praying. I pray to the King. Would you say that with me? Kingdom praying. Say it with me. I pray to the King. We're going to take a little bit of just a review, not much, because I don't want to take too much time on reviewing, but let's look back just a little bit. There are more than 50 parables or sayings that Jesus gave concerning the kingdom of God. I just want to tell you something. That's a lot. Okay? So you see it all through your Bible. So many of His stories, so many of the parables He gave, talks about the kingdom of God. So it's really, really, really a big deal that we understand better about the kingdom. For there to be a kingdom, there has to be a what? Now don't go to sleep on me. Come on, help me now one more time. For there to be a kingdom, there has to be a what? King! Amen! You all right? Because I'm a holler. Amen. Let's go ahead. So, yeah, if there's a kingdom, there has to be a king. So that's the way we've been looking at this subject. And there is. His name is what? King Jesus. His name is what? One more time. His name is what? His name ain't King Mohammed. That offends you? Hey, sorry. Name ain't King Confucius. His name ain't King... His name is King Jesus. God had one son. Okay? Flat out, period. In the early service today, we talked about near-death experience. It's interesting when you read the Scriptures, and even you hear people's, a couple of stories. And I don't put a lot of confidence in people's stories. I put the confidence in the Scriptures. Amen? But even in the Scriptures, when people had some kind of near-death experience in the Scriptures, it's interesting. They all saw Jesus. They didn't see anybody else. Amen? And you ain't either. Okay? He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I don't care what somebody else makes up. Are you hearing me today? Amen? So there's a kingdom and there's a king. And His name is Jesus. He hath on His vesture and on His thigh a name written. Say it with me. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Elise says that's why we know tattoos are all right. That's what my daughter says. Sure, I got no problem with that. Jesus got it right there on his vesture and on His thigh. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen? So my daughter has a scripture, a tattoo on her, a scripture on her foot says, "Calls me to know the way in which I should walk." She asked me one day, "Dad, I want to get a tattoo," and I'm, "Oh, please, God, help us." But she had gone through a really hard time, and so had I, hard experience in life. And she said, "I'd like to put this scripture on my foot. Calls me to know the way in which I should walk." I had a hard time arguing with that. Amen. And then I thought, I love Psalm 23 and Romans 8:28, so I told her, "I'm going to get Psalm 23 put on my left arm and Romans 8:28 put on my right arm." She said, "Dad, please don't." What's up with that? Yeah, next time your kids want a tattoo, tell them you're getting one. See what happens. Anyway, let's go with the message. Are y'all right here? Let's go. Jesus Christ, He is my King. Say that with me. Jesus Christ, He is my King. He is my King. Now, He is my King forever. Kingdom now. Okay? Kingdom now. He's my King. He's my King now. He's my King forever. several messages, not going to repeat them all, but here was the first one. The main theme is the main thing. This is how Jesus started out. He said, "I say unto you that except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees," say it with me, "you shall in no what? Case, enter into the what? Kingdom of heaven." If unless you know Christ as your Savior. Now those guys were the best of the best, the most religious guys. And Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceed the best of the best, you're not going into the kingdom of heaven. It ain't happening. And so you need to put your faith in Jesus Christ and nobody else. Your righteousness must exceed the righteousness of man. And that's done through Jesus Christ. That was the main thing and the main theme of the whole study as Jesus talks about the kingdom. Another message we saw was kingdom living. Say that with me. I live for the King. You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It's thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot, the foot of man. We gave a whole message on living for the King. And we had this little saying, I'm good for something, not good for nothing. Say that with me. I'm good for, not good for. One more time. I'm good for, I'm not good for nothing. No, I'm salt and light. God's called me to live for him when? In the future or now? Now, absolutely. Keep looking. Another message. That was on the property, the big service we had out there, kingdom giving. I give for the King. And we saw scriptures. We know how Jesus gave, at least I think Jesus had a lot. I think people gave to Jesus all the time. I think, who knows, Jesus, we might get to heaven and find out Jesus had millions and billions given to him. We certainly know people give billions in his name now, don't they, say? When he's on this planet, I think people did, even though he didn't have a place to lay his head. He didn't have a place to lay his head because it was his choice. He chose to take what he had and give it to other people. It's not because he didn't have. He had a treasurer, so we know he had stuff. Amen? Say. But it was a choice that he made. And he says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth where moth and rust and doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. No! Lay up for yourselves treasures where and where? Heaven! Where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through and steal. Say that verse with me. For where your treasure is, there will your what? Heart be also. So kingdom giving. I give for who? For the King. When you give to Fellowship Church, you're not giving to Gary. My name ain't on the deed. You understand? That's the funny thing about a 501c3 corporation like our church. My name ain't on the deed. I'm a steward. That's what I am. That belonged to me. You give to who? To the who? You give to the who? To the King. And we're on a mission. This is His mission. It's His church to reach people for Christ. It belongs to Him. When something happens to me, hey, there'll be somebody else that'll come along and steward. Amen. Say. And reach people. For when something happens to you, we're going to keep our ministry going for the Lord. That's the plan here. Amen. Come on. When you and I die, King ain't dead. Amen. Say. No, he lives forever, and you and I will go live with him. So we give for the King. Last week's message, kingdom trusting, say it with me. I trust my King. I'm going to trust him to take me to heaven one day. Why don't you trust him today? Why don't you trust him right now? In the kingdom, right now, trust the Lord. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be what? Added unto you. So just a little review. Now here we go. Are y'all ready to go now? Say, come on. Come on. You might say, I put you to sleep. No, come on. Here we go. Let's go with the message. Kingdom praying. I pray to my King. Stay here with me and stay focused and let's learn today. On this message in the Scriptures, we're in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Today our message will be in Matthew 6 a lot. That's where the Lord's Prayer is. Matthew 6. It's also, I think, in Luke 11. But Matthew 6. He starts out before the Lord's Prayer with some don'ts and some do's. And he put them in that order, I believe. Let's look at it. Don't pray to be seen by who? Say that again. Don't pray to be seen by who? And people do that. It's crazy. Do pray to be seen by who? Yeah, absolutely. Who do I care about seeing me when I pray? God. That's who want to see me pray is Him. When you pray, before we get into the Lord's Prayer, when you pray, don't be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray what? Standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the street, say it with me, that they may be what? Of who? Of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
If that's what you want out of prayer, you got your prayer answered. If you want old Fred to see you, well, I guess Fred saw you. There's your answer. But what you're saying ain't getting answered. Did you hear me? You have your reward. Prayer ought to be more than us wanting to be seen by somebody as to be spiritual. But guys, I don't know. I guess it's because we're full of pride. It's in our nature so often to be like that. That is just crazy. Are you hearing me? Don't do that. Listen, when you pray, enter your closet. When you shut your door, pray to your Father, which is in what? And your Father, which sees in what? Will reward you what? Guys, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't have prayer, public prayer, when we pray. It's not saying that. It's really talking about the heart of the matter. Amen? We know when people pray publicly, not everybody's praying to be seen. Keep note of that. Before we get into too far in the message today, some other don'ts and do's. Don't pray to be what? Heard by men. I mean that flowery prayer, that fancy talk. Sometimes folks pray like, you know, they can show off they've been to seminary school. Amen, say. Or how much Bible they know, they can quote the Bible to you when they pray. Hey, if you want to quote the Bible when you pray, that's fine with me. I got no problem with that. But the bottom line is, listen, don't pray to be heard of who, say. Did you hear me this morning, yes or no? No point in doing the Lord's Prayer and talking about it if that's your game. Okay? No good. Do pray, common sense, to be heard by who? God. Yeah. I mean, it's just plain English here. All right? So this is what Jesus is saying. Before he ever gets into the Lord's Prayer, he lays some little ground rules. Amen. Did you just hear the rules? Say. Here we go. But when you pray, don't use vain what? Vain repetition as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their what? Much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father what? Knows what things you have what? Before you ask Him. Did you know I meet people all the time, they don't think they can pray. They don't think they can pray. And if I'd call them to pray in public, it'd scare them to death. But the point is, you can pray. You don't have to pray like somebody else. God knows what you've got need of. Yeah, but I don't pray like old brother so-and-so or sister. You know that sister now can call it down. And so we think we can't pray. Guys, that's nuts. Are you listening to me? Come on. So, some don'ts and some do's. Kingdom praying, I pray to my King. Let's roll now. The Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. I actually have used the Lord's Prayer as the centerpiece of this whole series. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So is it kingdom come or kingdom now? It sounds like in the Lord's Prayer that it's kingdom now to me. Kingdom come. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in as it is in heaven. I think that means now. The Lord's Prayer should probably be called, say that with me, say it real loud. I want you to get this down today. How many learned the Lord's Prayer in some kind of religious training or teaching somewhere in your life? Can I see your hand? Most of you did. And that's not a bad thing. Certainly not. But the Lord's Prayer should probably be called the what? Jesus didn't pray this prayer. This wasn't a prayer that he was praying, really. You want to see Jesus pray? Open your Bible. Read a bunch of times he prayed. Prayed all over the place. But this was the disciples' prayer. What do we mean by that? It came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, because that's what Jesus would do. Jesus would work all day long, working with people. The press of the people was so great. Brother, when you can heal people of blindness and deafness and you ain't a phony, you work long hours. Amen. Say. See, when Jesus healed, it wasn't when the cameras were rolling. Are you listening to me? Say. I got a problem with a lot of people that say they heal people. I don't understand why they don't go to the hospital today with me after church and let's just clean that hospital out and heal them all this afternoon. Can we do that? Say, Jesus could! Are you hearing me today? Quit playing the game. We dupe people, man. It sickens me to no end. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? I hope you know that about it. If you don't like me for that, you'd better go ahead and get that down. We're not going down there and build Fellowship Church to be a phony. Are you listening? Are you going to roll in the floor down there preaching and all that stuff and slap people on the head? No. I ain't. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I might slap you upside the head. I might slap you on the back. Amen. The ball team, sometimes we slap them on the tail. Amen? Come on, listen. But no, honestly, guys, seriously, Jesus worked all day. The press of the people was so great that He had to get away to pray. Because that's where He got His strength. That's where He got His power. Because, you know, He had laid down a lot of His power. You know that, right? To be born as a man. Humbled Himself, became like us. He became human, born as a little baby. Did you know He had to rely on His Father for power? Yes or no? He had to rely on His Father for strength. Did you know He had to do His Father's will just like you have to do the Father's will? That's crazy, ain't it? Yeah. And that He accomplished that through prayer. And here's what happened. He would pray. He was praying in a certain place, and when He ceased, because I know the disciples must have seen. Listen, they must have seen. Something happens to Him when He prays. I mean, He's wore out when He goes, comes back. Look at Him. Wow! I want that. I want to know how to do that. And that's exactly what happened. One of His disciples said unto Him, say it with me, Lord, teach us to... teach us to pray. Now remember, these guys were Galilean fishermen. They were businessmen. They were not religious folk, per se, like the super religious folk. And they had seen, obviously, John the Baptist had his ministry, and they saw the things of their disciples and what they were doing, and they saw Jesus praying, and they wanted to learn to pray. That must have made Jesus happy, don't you think? He probably thought, wow, we're getting somewhere now, finally. Wow! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Daddy. This is a good day. He asked me to pray today. Yeah! And so He teaches them. Say that with me. Lord, teach us to what? Come on, guys, one more time. Lord, teach us to what? Pray. Now, you can go the rest of your life if you want to, doing your little lay me down to sleep thing. Or you can ask the Lord to teach you to pray. Don't ever forget the don'ts and the do's that we mentioned already. Don't do it to be seen of men, but to be seen of God. Don't do it to be heard of men, do it to be heard of God. Amen? It's not about some ritual. It's about a relationship you have. It's about you need strength and you need power. You want to be like Jesus. Amen? Teach us to pray. Now here we go. We're back to Matthew chapter 6, the Lord's Prayer, we call it. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Say that with me. After this what? One more time. After this. One more time. After this. What's that word manner mean? Let's look at it. The word manner is the word order or pattern. Say that with me. The word manner is order or, order or, order or. Okay, this is, I'm teaching you, He says. This is the manner. This is the order. This is the pattern that you'll use as I teach you to pray, He says. Keep looking. Now, the word manner, come on, does not mean what? Guys, it can't mean ritual. He just said, don't do that. In the verses right before the Lord's Prayer, we're not talking like another book somewhere. We're not talking like three chapters earlier. We're talking the verses right before this prayer. He says, do not pray ritualistically. Did you hear me or not? That's what the heathen do. I mean, how much plainer English could he say it? Are y'all listening or not? Don't do that. And guess what we did? We turn around and we do what he says don't do. We think we can say this prayer: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, we forgive those. And thine is the kingdom, the glory forever and ever. Amen. I prayed. Guys, that wasn't what he was trying to tell you to do. He wasn't trying to get you to say something. I have people come to fellowship, and this might hit you pretty hard today, and it's okay. We're trying to learn together. I have people come, and I often say, why don't y'all say the Lord's Prayer on Sunday? I guess you know now. Why would I pray like that when that's not how I necessarily talk? Can I talk to Him like I talk, yes or no? Sure. Yeah. But I'd like to learn what he said about the manner and the pattern and the order. And I'm not putting you down for saying the Lord's Prayer. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with saying the Lord's Prayer as long as we're not doing it in a ritualistic way. It's His Word. You're quoting His Word and speaking His Word. But that's not what we've done. We've turned it into what I call the football prayer. Because I grew up not knowing anything about the Bible except when we played football. Yeah, and we were hell raisers and meaner than snakes. But before the game, let's get together, guys. Okay. Our Father, which art in heaven, bow to be the Bible, and name be can come. Yeah, we, amen. Yeah, let's go kill them. And I never got it. I never did. I never got it. I never got it. Amen. Come on, there's got to be more to it than that. Amen. Come on, here we go. I know I'm getting on your nerves probably. After this manner, pray ye. So, it's not about a ritual. It's about an order or a pattern. He's just trying to teach the disciples, and we're His disciples. So don't come to God reciting what? Bunch of stuff. Don't let your prayer life be turned into a ritual, just reciting a bunch of stuff. Certainly nothing wrong with having a prayer journal. Guys, I'm not trying to criticize today. I'm trying to help us learn. But don't come to God reciting a bunch of stuff or just a prayer, and we're just going to let prayer turn into a ritual. Okay, now here's something else. Don't try to educate God when you pray. I'm serious. We tell God everything. You can talk to God. It's okay. But I know He's got to be going, oh my gosh, would they just get to it? Now, He knows everything. He does. But my point is, you know, oh my God, you know, I wanted a house in this part of town, so I forgot to tell Him that. So, what's going to happen? He's going to take care of you. You don't have to get all the details just right all the time. Amen? Say, how many of your kids come to you and they ask you for something and it ain't what they needed? How about they ask you for something, they want a certain style, but you got them a different style because even though that style may be cool, that ain't what they was getting. Can I raise your hand? Yeah. You know, and they came and they wanted the Corvette and you got them a what? Oh, yeah, you got him a Chevette. It rhymed. Yeah. The point is that as a parent, you sort of know better, right? Sure. And God knows. You don't have to educate Him. Now, I've got a little pet peeve. Can I talk to you this morning? I've done a lot of praying over the years with a lot of people. Here's something else that ain't on the screen, but don't try to educate God when you pray. And I want to put this, don't try to educate somebody else when you pray either. Don't try to educate people when you pray. I've sat 3 feet from somebody and had them praying about stuff, and I was right there. They should have just told me. If you got a problem with me, tell me. You don't need to go up that way. Come right here. I'm right here, baby. Say. Y'all listen to me or not? That's a little crazy, ain't it? If you got a problem with sister so-and-so and stuff and you get together, I mean, we're so funny about how we pray sometimes. We don't need to educate other people when we pray. We didn't need to try to get them more spiritual by praying, oh God. I mean, I know I might sound goofy. If you've not encountered this, you've not lived my life. Are y'all listening or not? How many's laughing because you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, there's a few of you. Ah, thank you. There you go. Amen. Don't try to educate God when you pray. Prayer ain't about you impressing somebody. Prayer ain't about you getting together and trying to get somebody a message. I pray and maybe they'll get the message. Why don't you just tell them? Y'all hear me or not? I lost you. I know I did. God wants to hear your what? Say it one more time. God wants to hear your what? Yeah. Buddy, you know that heart's that deep space down inside of you. That's where you get that sick feeling. That's also the place you get the butterflies. Amen? That heart. That's that place inside of you that you keep quiet. It's that place inside of you that you share with somebody that you love. Your heart. You know, it's your will. It's the place choices are made. Hard choices. It's that place where you get that gut feeling. You hearing me, yes or no? You know what I'm talking about? God wants to get down there. That's why a lot of times the Scriptures say the Spirit has to help us with groanings and utterings because it's so hard to pray from our gut because of the pain we've been through in life. Have I lost you at all? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's the place God wants to hear from us. It's that place that's the real you. It's the real you. I do a lot of counseling and I get to see people. And it's so hard for people to admit they're hurt. Because if you admit it, you can't make it sometimes through it. You've had to have this mechanism where you have to be a survivor. But with me, when they come, they don't have to be a survivor. You get to be you. You know. And I can just talk to them, I think, and love on them like the Lord would. And to see them so hard to get to that place sometimes. Amen. You hearing me? Well, the cool thing is, things that you can't say to me, things that you can't say to somebody else, you can tell him. And even if you can't tell him, you can do this. You can go, God, you know. You know. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, God? Isn't that a cool thing? Say. Alright. So those are just some lead-ups to the Lord's Prayer today. Here we go. Let's say it together. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, come on, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Let's look at the Lord's Prayer. Y'all going to sleep or y'all ready? Y'all seem like you're alert. Number one, know who you're talking to. Say that with me. Know who you're talking to when you pray. Know who you're talking to. Now, if you want to waste the time to be seen by people or to be heard by people or to be in a little prayer group so-and-so can hear you pray, then go ahead and have at it. But you ought to know who you're talking to, and the chance that you have is incredible. Know who you're talking to. You're talking to, say it with me, our, one more time, our, one more time, our. That's who you're talking, one more time, a little louder, our. So who are we talking to? We're talking to our Father. Let's get rid of the Father word. Let's look at our. If you're not careful, you'll miss this. I've missed it. That word our right there, first word. Teach us to pray. Our. You can learn a lot with that word our. O-U-R. Our. Our is a horizontal word. You don't go, our, our. You don't talk like that. You know, the other day I went to our. When you talk with your hands all the time, you go, our. Is that how you do it, yes or no? I look like a goop off. I went, our. Our is this kind of word. It's a what kind of word? It's our Father. That's who you're talking to. Why is that important? See, I'm God's child, but I'm not God's only child. You ought to remember that when you pray. I'm God's child, but I'm not God's only child. I'm afraid a lot of folks in the church live like they're God's only child. The way you treat others, the way you talk about others, the mess you do. Listen to me. Are you hearing me today? Didn't you know there's the rest of us out there too, other than just you? Say. Well, so-and-so did such-and-such to me. Well, join the club. Does that mean God ain't their daddy? Say, yes or no. Doesn't mean that at all. It means they might have feet of clay too. It might mean they sinned. It might mean they sort of screwed up sometimes. What gives you the right to think you're your only child? Yes or no? That's tough preaching, ain't it? It's what Jesus said. I am God's child, but I'm not His only child. This tempers right out of the gate, how I pray. Right out of the gate, the word our. Wow. It sort of settles Gary Olden down a little bit. Lets me know this. Listen. That I matter, but so do who? You. Yeah. When I pray, it ain't just all about me, is it? Say. No. Did you get that? We're not going to take a lot of time on that. Our. Now, Father. Now, Father, you don't do like this. He's our Father. No, He's our Father. Is that how we do that? Yes or no? Yeah, He's our what? Your Father is a vertical word. It's a, you look up to your who? To your daddy? Yeah, you look up to your daddy. Sure you do. In Jewish custom, they look up to their daddy and their patriarchs even until they're really, 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 really old. That's where our respecting of elders came from. And of senior citizens. It came from the Bible. But anyway, so we look up to our Father. That's a vertical line. Father. The word is what? Daddy. Wow. He's our daddy. He just ain't my daddy. He's our daddy. You know, when my mama was murdered years ago, it wasn't just my mama that was murdered. I got six brothers and sisters. It was our mama. It was our mama. My pain, their pain, it was our mama. He's our Father. Can you say that with me? He's our. Hope I'm not boring you to tears today. He's our Father. The King, now listen, we're talking about the kingdom. The King is my what? The King is my daddy. How'd you like to wake up one morning and realize that? Say, that's hitting the lotto, ain't it? Say. Well, you ought to wake up every day knowing that. The King is my daddy. He's our daddy. Wow. But you know, I don't know how to pray and I ain't got no time to pray because you know, He's the King and everything, but you know, I don't need to talk to the King. We're messed up, guys. If God is who He said He is, and He is, and He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father and ever lives, make the intercession for us, and He does, and we don't talk to Him, we're crazy. You hearing me today? Sure. If the King, listen, if the King of England or the King of wherever there's a King was your friend, you'd tell everybody. You'd get a bumper sticker, you'd have his picture on the wall and everything. But here's King Jesus, and we don't talk to Him? Are you kidding me? The King is my daddy. I don't pray. Listen, this is important. Would you say this with me? I don't pray from my, keep going, but I pray from my, now let's say it again. I don't pray from my, I pray from my what? Now I want you to think about it and say it with me again. I don't pray from my, but I pray from my, hope you learned that today, that most of us pray from our condition. We live from one crisis to the next. And we're going to tell God, you know, we'll talk to God later when the next crap hits the fan. Excuse my language. Okay? I'll talk to you later. And we talk to God from condition to condition instead of every day, He is my King. Every day, He is my daddy. See, because that's my position. I am in Christ. Say that with me. I am who? In Christ. I am in Christ. Yeah. I'm an heir. I'm a joint heir of Jesus, the Bible says. That is my what? Position. We need to pray from our position, not our condition. Guys, that's why we're messed up. That's why we struggle so much. Well, I don't know why God isn't hearing me. Oh, He's hearing you just because your condition ain't any better. Your position is secure. You're fine. Underneath of the everlasting arms, He's holding you. Yeah, but this has happened. Well, yeah, it is. That's your condition. But thank God, your position is secure. You're safe. I've got you. Talk to Him. Did you get that? I'm related to who? Woo! That's good stuff. I'm related to the King. He's our Father. He's our Daddy. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm related to Him through Jesus. He is my Daddy. He's our Daddy. I put down in my notes, He's my Daddy, and then I caught myself and said, oh no, He's our Daddy. I had to put that down there. I don't want to forget. Our Father forms a cross. Remember, our is this way, and Father's what way? Right at the beginning of Jesus' pattern, as He was teaching the order and how to pray, there's this beautiful cross of our Father. Look at it. He's our Father. Why is He our Father? He's our Father because of the cross. Did you hear me today? Did you hear that? I tell you what, that's better preaching than you just saying a little prayer. Amen? He's our Father because of the cross. I'm not an only child. I am His child, but He's our Father. Did you know people criticize people for wearing a cross? Yeah. Oh, you shouldn't wear a cross. It's an instrument of death, they'll say. This is what a lot of people say. Christians, conservative theologians many times. I think it's awesome if you wear a cross. You tell them, He's our Father. Amen? Say, it's the cross that made Him my Daddy. Amen? Say, come on. It's not an instrument. Come on, I praise the Lord. Can you praise the Lord with me? Come on, make some noise today. Come on. Maybe I've had a head start on you on this message, but the Lord touched me on this thought. I'm telling you, listen, it's a beautiful thing, a cross, a beautiful thing. And He's our Father, amen, because of the cross. That's why He's our Daddy. There's no other reason. That's why we can pray. We can pray because of Jesus. Look at some scriptures real quick. The King is my Daddy because of the cross. That's why. But now in Christ Jesus, you sometimes were far off. You're made what? Nigh because of the what? Blood of Christ. He's our peace. He's made both one. He's broken down the middle wall or the partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, to make Himself of twain one what? New man. So making what? Peace. And that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross. And I know that's also talking about the children of Israel. That's talking about us, guys. That all happened because of the cross. That's why He's our Father. Amen. I think we got the wrong scripture. It's supposed to be 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author, if you know it, say it with me, and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame, and He's now set down at the right hand of God the Father. Amen. He endured the cross. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Listen, guys, God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world. He sent His Son into the world that through Him we might be what? Saved. It's all because of the cross. He's my Father. He's your Father. He's our Father. Got it? That's the biggest part of the message today. I want to get that down. I want you to know that. Which art in heaven. Not going to take a whole lot of time. This speaks of God's sovereign judicial authority. Our Father, what? Which what? Art in heaven. My or our Daddy is the sovereign King, set with me of what? Everything. Okay? He is our Father. He absolutely reigns. That's what this is saying. This, you need to know that. When you pray, this is not limiting God the Father to heaven. God is omnipresent. He's present everywhere, all the time. Okay? But the point is this is His judicial authority. He rules and reigns over everything. This is who we're praying to. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Hallowed be Thy name. Meyer, our daddy, say it with me, is what? Loud. Come on. One more time. Our dad is what? Holy. That's who we're praying to. What does that mean? Isaiah 6:1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, say it with me, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then Isaiah said, say it with me, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes, say it with me, have seen the who? The King, the Lord of hosts. God is holy, holy, holy. When you pray, He's our Father. When you pray, know that He is supreme over everything, over every situation in your life. Anything. God can do anything, guys. Also know this, He's always what? One more time, He's always. You ever had stuff in your life you pray about, you can't understand it, it's so hard, and you didn't get the answer you want? Can I see your hand? Guess what? He's always right. How many, you had a situation in your life, harder than nails, didn't think you could make it, you prayed a certain way, you wanted a certain outcome, it didn't happen, now time has passed, and you look back and know that God was right. Can I see your hand? Now look, it ain't that funny right there. Amen. Sure. Doesn't mean you don't hurt. You got to pray like that. Our Father, You're over everything. You can change something if you want to. But I know You're always right. Isn't that great? Did Jesus teach something or else? What? Are you kidding me? This is crazy. Always know this when you pray. He's always right. Now I want to close the message out today by making it personal. There's too much. It'd take me a month and a half to do this on a Sunday morning. So we're going to go fast now. Our Father which art in heaven, You're holy. How do you talk to God? Do you talk to Him like this? Hey, need some money, me. Pray. How many have ever had your kids talk to you like that? Yes or no? It's normal. How many of you have ever talked like that to your people in your life? Yeah. Isn't that how we are? That's called disrespectful, isn't it? Yes or no? That's called you probably ain't getting jack squat. At least with me, you're not. It ain't flying like that with the kids. And they learn to put you on a guilt trip to get stuff, too. That's another message. But you can't guilt trip God. You understand? You try that on Him. Oh, I can't believe You all this way to me. People do that all the time. Oh, God, You're picking on me. It's like, you can do that all day long. Ain't changing nothing, Jack. Listen, how about this note? Dad, I just wanted to tell you how much I love you and I respect you. I'm in a bit of a bind. I was hoping you could help me out. I understand if you can't. I love you anyway. I love you. You're a loving child. P.S. Thanks for everything you do for me. By the way, Roger wrote both of those notes. I think he's trying to get something. Now, that wasn't in the message. That just showed up today. There it was. That's cool. Let's go. Good point. Amen? It's a good point. How do you talk? Let's make it personal now. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. We pretty much established who He is now. He reigns over everything, and He's always right. Let's see how we do with the rest of the Lord's Prayer. So, King Daddy, You always reign. You absolutely reign, and You're always right. You absolutely reign. You're always right. So now let's make it personal. Thy kingdom come. I'm doing my part. Are you doing your part for the kingdom down here? I mean, what's the point in praying the Lord's Prayer? Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. You do everything. Let everybody else do everything. How about your kingdom come? I'm willing to do my part. How about that? Are y'all getting the gist of that statement? Okay, now I could talk forever on that. I'm just trying to make it personal. Let's look at another one. Thy will be done. I'm obeying your commands. Why are we asking the Lord's will to be done in our life when we're not doing His will? When we're not doing what's right in the Word? Oh, your will be done in my life. You're living like a crazy person. And I'm going to pray this way? Are you hearing me? Do you see how ridiculous it is to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, if it's not personal? You think Jesus actually was trying to teach people to do something like that? No. He wants you to make it personal. Your will be done. What's the one place we can affect will? Us. I can't change your will. I try to convince. But ultimately, you're in charge of this spot down here. Amen? I can best change stuff in me. So how am I doing with your will? On earth as it is in heaven. I'm willing to serve here and now. Yeah. I mean, you got that under control up there. I think you can use me here. I'm happy to be serving you. Amen. Because see, I don't just think your kingdom's coming one day. I think it is today. And I think you need me and I want to be a part of it. You understand? Yes or no? Keep looking. Give us this day our daily bread. I'm relying on you, God, my Father, our Father, to provide for me. I think this is a prayer that hardly anybody ever prays. And here's why I say that. Because we live in America. Do you pray honestly that God takes care of your daily bread? We're so blessed. You might be more relying on God if you were a better and a bigger giver. Ooh, that's tough preaching today. Maybe this prayer would mean more to you if you gave more and you actually needed God to provide for you. That's tough, ain't it? That's what the Lord's been teaching me lately. Gary, you're drowning in stuff, aren't you, son? I've got so much stuff here, God. Why don't you give it away? Why don't you help other people? Y'all listening or not? Come on, I know that's hard preaching, but why not? Forgive us our debts. How about this word? Say those two words with me. I. One more time. I. Yeah. You can say this prayer so fast. You forget the part about you need to repent and get right with God. That was like, that's important, right? Amen. Say, y'all are hating me today. Come on. Lord, I'm just trying to help them here. Here we go. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our what? Debtors. I'm not bitter or begrudging against anyone. Are you? You see how the church turned this into a little ritualistic prayer? Because if you slow it down, your fanny's going to be in the sling and you're going to be in a lot of trouble. It's so easy to say it quick. Because if I slow it down, it's going to hit me down here in the stomach. Did you know I don't have any right to be bitter against anyone? I don't have any right to begrudge anybody of anything or any whatever. It's just not right. You hearing me today? Yeah, but you don't know what they did. No, but I do know this. You can't pray. I do know that. You can't pray, and you ain't going to pray until you get rid of this mess. Do you think Jesus, when He went to pray, He came back all mad at everybody? No. Do I think maybe when He prayed sometimes, He had to fight the devil because of how ill-treated He was and how people were hurting Him and saying the things they said about Him? Do I think that just because He was God's Son, He was still man? Do I think He didn't have some problems with that? I think He probably had some problems with that. And that's why He had to go into that secret place. That's why He had to pray to get the strength and had to get the power. Amen. That's what this is about. No quick fix here. pretty big deal. Lead us not into temptation. I'm walking the right what? Doesn't mean I'm perfect, no, but listen, guys. Why pray if you're going to do everything your way? Say. Hello, y'all listening? Why pray if you're going to make hell out of your life? And somehow try to get God to come get your rear end out of that mess? Guys, lead us not into temptation. We know that God doesn't sin. He ain't the author of sin. He don't lead people to sin. Anybody that led you to sin is you. And the wicked one who's leading you down these paths. Walk the right path. Make it personal. Deliver us from evil or from the evil one. That's what this is saying. Deliver us from evil or the evil one. I put on the what? Whole armor of God. And I got to quit because I'm late. Really late. For thine is the kingdom. Say this with me. I am loyal to King Jesus. Come on. And the power. I respect King Jesus. Keep going. Look at it. And the glory. I honor King Jesus. Forever. Come on. King Jesus is my king for now and forevermore. And the last one, amen. What's that mean? Say it with me. I trust my King Jesus. Say those last words. It is done. You're like, thank God this is forever. But no, it is done. If you pray in the manner and the order that Jesus laid out, when you get done praying, you will be able to say, it's done now. It is done. That means it's going to get answered just like you want it, but you're not asking for that anyway. Why you got to keep wrestling with it when you can at the end of it go, it is done. He knows best. Pretty powerful, isn't it? I pray to the King. Guys, I know I might seem like a nut today. Here's the reason. I'm learning today with you. This is not just for you. This is for me. This helped me today. I'm learning with you today as I'm right here before your eyes. I'm like, God, Gary, you'd sure do a lot better if you listen to what's up there. Gosh, I struggle. We're done. Is that it? Kingdom come or kingdom now? Let's thank the Lord for the word this morning. I thought there was an end. Goodness. Praise the Lord. Amen.